Boy Scout troops partner with local organizations through annual charters. The agreements give scouts a place to hold meetings and events, while charter members get a say in who leads the troop. While charters can include civic organizations or even schools, 70% of them are with churches. But some of these relationships have been strained since the Boy Scouts of America decided to allow openly gay boys to join. In the Eau Claire area, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Altoona has made headlines for reconsidering its Boy Scouts charter. But Chippewa Valley Council Scout Executive Matt Hill says another Catholic church in Eau Claire has already made a decision.
We've had one other unit, a smaller unit, that has indicated that they weren't going to recharter due to the change in policy back in May.
Hill wouldn't say which church it was, but overall, he says the relationships with churches remain positive.
Our other 150 PACs, troops, and crews, you know, have indicated that they're going to recharter and continue on as usual with a great scouting program.
Scout Executive Paul Tikulski of the Samoset Council says they've had to provide a lot of education to congregations and ministers. He says it's important to remember that despite the policy change, scouting remains the same.
The standards and values of scouting haven't changed. Sexuality is not part of the Boy Scouts of America. Never has been and is not now. And so we need to make sure that that clarification is there.
The Boy Scouts of America National Council voted to lift its policy banning gay youths from joining in May. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.